Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. Let's get to know Indianola Senior Brody Page. First off, pregame ritual. Do you have a specific ritual you go through, the same thing every single time, or you just wing it?
I'd say I do a specific kind of just run through before every game. I like to listen to music, kind of get in that zone. And then when I get in the locker room, just get pumped up with the boys with some music. And then right before the game, try to get away and just find that quiet space, just me and myself, to get zoned in on the game.
Well, we talked to Andrew on our previous Let's Get to Know interview. He said no specific real music playlist. Do you have something you like to go to or something that you really like to hit before the game, or is it just whatever's on?
Usually the younger guys got the aux and they're playing all the crazy stuff, but usually it gets us all pumped up in the end, so kind of enjoy that.
And then post-game, do you have a favorite meal you like to go to, or is it just whatever is at home, or go somewhere after the game? What do you got?
Usually we go to McDonald's after the game. Kind of just gets us reset after a win or a loss, whatever it may be. We kind of just get together, get back to normal, and have fun just being kids again. So it's really fun.
Specific McDonald's order. Do you have a go-to, or you like to change it up?
I got a meal. Brody Page meal kind of thing.
Okay.
Bacon McDouble, large fry. Large iced coffee and a large Dr. Pepper. It's kind of crazy.
Great. When are they going to pay for that? I mean, for that idea, you got that going in the works or anything?
NIL, maybe coming soon. Yeah. We'll see what happens here.
Maybe next year. Yeah. We'll get to that. How about favorite class in school? Do you have a favorite subject that you like?
I mean, I like math because I'm good at it, but probably comparative anatomy, science class. Shout out Derek's in that class. We have a great time dissecting all sorts of animals.
It's been a hot minute since I was in school, so that didn't make any sense to me. How about hobbies outside of school? How do you like to enjoy your time?
I mean, like Andrew said, hobbies are kind of the sport. But I like investing in my church and just being with my faith family and trying to get involved any way of serving as much as possible. And I really love to do that. So, yeah.
What app on your phone do you use the most? You get your phone report. I don't know if the other young kids' phones do that anymore, but get the phone report. What app on there is the most?
Probably YouTube. I'm a big YouTube guy. I like watching basketball videos, gaming videos, whatever it may be. Just love watching YouTube.
All right. Any favorite channels or last thing you kind of binge-watched, a series that you went through on there or what?
I've been in the Christmas spirit. Been watching a lot of Christmas movies. Christmas Vacation was the last movie. I'm not a big show guy, but love movies. So, yeah, kind of in the Christmas spirit right now.
How about the family? What do you have any brothers and sisters or any pets or anything? What is it like at home for you?
I'm an only child, but we do have a dog and a cat. The cat's name's Espen, spelled ESPN for the sport. So thought that was a cool name. That's kind of cool.
All right, what your go-to midnight snack? So not after a game, you're just at home, you get hungry, go look in the fridge. What are you really hoping to see?
I'm a big cereal guy. I love cereal 3-4 times a day, honestly. I love going to that, especially at nighttime. So Cinnamon Toast Crunch is probably the go-to as well.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, okay, yeah. Don't eat too much of that later in life, I'll be honest. If you could time travel, when and where would you go?
I'd probably go back to the start. See Jesus, that'd be pretty cool. Love to experience that and just see him in true form. It would be awesome.
If you could play another sport that you don't participate in that maybe you wish you could or that you want to get into, if you could play another sport, what would it be?
I love tennis. It's like a big hobby of mine with my friend. We just play it for fun, just compete. And so definitely tennis would be one to go to.
And then what is the top thing on your bucket list right now that you want to go do? It could be a place you want to travel, could be something you want to do. What's at the top of the bucket list right now?
Right now, honestly, bucket list is just making the most of the moment right now because it's my senior year. But I've always wanted to I've never been to Florida, and everyone's been there except for me, I swear. And so I just want to go there and experience it and have fun there. So maybe a senior trip, be involved there. That'd be pretty fun.
All right, last question before we let you go, and you answered this one a little bit already, but favorite holiday? You mentioned you're a big Christmas guy. Is that number one, or is that just a good holiday?
Christmas is definitely number one. My birthday is right around the 21st, so it's right there. It's all connected, but Christmas is definitely the best one for me.
All right, that was Brody Page. Let's get to know on today's Lely Radio Sports page.